Hills is from the brand new album. Some of the lyrics include, "Is this real? What I'm feeling? Is this real? Or am I dreaming my life away?" It's on your just-released Phantom Power album. "Love is a Ghost" is the name of the previous album. So what I'm hearing here is a lot of imagination, a lot of hauntingness, you know, things like that. In Pills, it even implies that things don't really exist. What's going on here?
Wow, John, you're really digging in.
I'm digging in, man. So, I mean, does it describe something about your life?
Yeah, definitely. It describes the daily, you know, why are we doing this? Why are some people amazing and some people...
Why are we doing this? I mean, life?
Just life. Just what do we do every day? Why do we go to work? Why do we go to church? Why do we love our kids? Why do we have certain friends we have? Why do some people treat you awesome and some people are all about themselves? The pill part of it, I just know so many, especially women or other friends that, you know, they take anxiety medicine or they take painkillers or they take whatever. And it's like, oh my God, I got to swallow a pill just to deal with reality. Down the line some point, if you sedate yourself to a point where you're just like, what is real? What is not? Why do I feel like I need this to be able to do this? Or that's pretty much the gist of why the song is called Pills and how that kind of came out.
Song is Pills, the Robert Brown Band, and Robert Brown himself joins us in studio here on GLT. You're a business guy as well.
Very true.
I mean, music, I guess, is a business as well, but you're also a business guy away from music.
Uh-huh.
How does the music help you deal with that, or how does the business help you deal with music?
The music is like therapy for me, honestly, you know, and that's where, like, we're promoting this record and releasing this record, but, you know, we're not even playing shows right now. You know, my band, Travis Wheat and Micah Hadaway, are out doing their thing right now with Old Smoke and Peggy Hadaway, great singer. They do like party tunes and some original stuff too. And we kind of had this hiatus we've kind of came to lately just because they want to play shows, because that's the part of why they play music that they love. Not that I don't as well, but they have to have that tour and where are we going, where are we playing, what's next. Where I kind of selfishly sometimes just like to indulge in recording, writing songs, you know, and I have a fix that I get there. That's where I'm at with why I play music. It's definitely, I love playing live.
And let's go to another song on the album. It's called Phantom Power, Long Time Coming. And let me play just a little snippet of the song before I ask you about it.
It's been a long, long time coming. It's so good to be here with my friends.
You know, the titles of the albums that I mentioned earlier, they sort of conjure up a drifting person. The song here, Long Time Coming, lyrics like, it's good to be here, has a different vibe to it. When you sing about that in this song, when you write about it's good to be here, where is here?
Here is there, in that moment. We've opened with that song so many times. And it's good to be here with my friends.
Okay,
is the next line in that song. So I mean, yeah, it's that moment, that show, that promotion, all that work goes into putting on a rock show, and that is here.
It's been a long, long time coming. It's been a long, long time coming. It's been a long, long time coming.
Robert Brown of the Robert Brown Band joins us in studio. I'm John Norton. This is GLT Sound Ideas. You mentioned to me off the air that you've evolved sort of from more of a blues-based rock band to maybe more of a heavier rock band. Is there anything to read into that?
What do you mean by read into?
I mean, are you changing your sound or just evolving a little bit? Or
no, not at all. I mean, I've always changed my sound and... you know, some of the players I play with probably wish I would find a genre and stick with it, but no names on that. But
You know, Dylan went back and forth on a lot of things.
Right, yeah.
You know?
Well, one of my all-time mentors is Dave Grohl. I mean, if you heard his newest song out right now, it's heavy as hell. You know, it's like, I love that. There's no rules. When I have a recording engineering degree, and, you know, I've been doing this since I was a kid. I grew up playing drums in my dad's worship band in the First Assembly of God Church.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. So is that sort of where you got your start? In a way,
absolutely.
Yeah, because we talk to a lot of the black artists. You know, a lot of those women, they come from the choirs. They come from, you know, the church stuff. Uh-huh. Don't talk to a lot of white people that come from the church that go to the music, right? I mean, that's their base. I'm Catholic, so, you know, we have this little choir that sits up front, you know,
right.
St. Mary's, and they're really good. Holy Trinity's really good, you know, but you don't think of that as the same kind of gospel choir as in the black church.
And we it definitely wasn't that. We had a choir, but it was not a black gospel choir type thing. I mean, that is something I would love to put on a record too.
Yeah,
to capture that power. This record, especially, is 2 years in the making, and it's like, oh my God, we need to go into a studio. This next, you know, I've got a RBB3 that
you need someone cracking the whip on you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And
making tough choices
make that decision. Tough shit, you got to stick, or tough crap, you got to stick with it and get this record done and move on. And creatively, I think it'll be better.
You were telling me that, not necessarily your favorite song, but maybe the song you have a certain pride in, and it's called Make You Proud, that you put on the album. Matter of fact, you got two versions. You got a live version and a studio version on here.
I'm gonna live to make you proud. Make you proud.
Make You Proud. What makes you so proud about Make You Proud?
It's special because, I mean, it's a song about loss. You know, I lost my best friend in 2005. He was killed in the Marines in Iraq. Whether it's, you know, in my particular instance, it was that. But, you know, I think it's a song that a lot of people could relate to if you put yourself in the scenario where they're watching, you know, and, you know, my love for that song is just because I almost get choked up every time I think about it. A song that draws that emotion, you kind of change your life in the way that they're watching you, and you don't want to make them, you want to make them proud. You don't want them to be like, oh my God, you're not living right. You're not doing things good. You know, that's that song.
That's beautiful.
Thanks.
Robert Brown of the Robert Brown Band, thanks for coming in. Congratulations on Phantom Power. This is a fantastic release. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
I'm gonna live to make you proud. Make you proud of me. I'm gonna take the words you said and make them live. Best I can, like a man should live. I'm gonna try to see the good, learn to love and forgive. I won't let you down. To me.